Of Aleph, Sift Hazayin, Vodim Shavura Sif Kotin, Samach Zayin. Rishamach Hes, pick up from Samach Zayin. V'chein Oigim, they were Matai Yadei Shinui, by changing the order. Hanan Bechardel Vashum, Behudin, Meshar Mini Tibel, Shukosim, Son Dak Dak, Amarvan, Son Beyachad, any type of a spice that you chop up into some very small pieces and you mix it together with a liquid. So so you're ma'ariv, you change the order and you stir it with your etzba. And that's the shini of both stages of the process. Okay. And we saw the Shabbos of Katan Samavov. This is all talking about the case of Blila Raka. Blila Ova, the changing the order is not going to be sufficient. Okay. Samaches. Welcome Shadarka. Now, in a case where the order in Chol was to do Eichel, then Mashka, so then you would change and put the Mashka, then Eichel. Okay, and Shachal Lishbach Chaymet Reb Shabbos Sech HaKrein. If you, so you have the horseradish with vinegar, the person did not combine the two before Shabbos, Sorach Shiyasa B'Shabbos B'li L'Rako. So, A, you have to make it into a thin mixture. There's a lot of liquid. So the standard way of making chrein was solid and then liquid. So you have to put the liquid in the solid. And then shake it, mix it together by shaking the kli. So you have a blida raka, you change the order, and you do the step of the actual mixing the ingredients together, al yirei shinri. Okay. About yarsha nikra salatin, when they make, that's going to be something along the lines like a coleslaw type of a thing. I mean, that's actually with a lettuce, so they mix it together with some type of vinegar, I think. So the doctor called because none of these issues apply. They're not small pieces, so it doesn't become a mass together. So you make like a relish. You chop up radishes and cucumbers very finely. You mix it with vinegar or something else like that, and then you mix it together and it becomes a mixture. Okay. So if they become like a mass in some way, they stick together, so that's already lisha. So you can't stir it with a spoon. So you cannot do that b'kayach, because as I said before, that's the shinui. Or yanana b'kli atzmai, or shake the kli around. And you should also change the order of putting the liquid before the salad, because now in the time, but you know, this item they were making, the standard order was oichel and then mashka, so you change the order. Okay. So Tel of the Shard Sian and Pedalid, he says, one second, the chara, this thing that we're talking about, this the tznoin with the ugurkis, the belila is a belila ova. So with the belila ova, changing the order is not sufficient. After ova, ova machmer yeshomer mnei nesinas amashka. So the stirring process, doing it with shaking the clear around, that works even by Blila Ova. Like, so in the case where you added the mashka before Shabbos, and you're doing that step on Shabbos, that's a valid shinui. But the changing of the order doesn't work by Blila Ova, according to the Yesharman. Kosev Ataz, the Bitznoim Yimnei Shiyev Shalas Tzvitz Meirav Shabbos, Samchina Deyek HaMais, the Sirlei Dela Amrina, and the Sinas Mashka Zal Gibol, so the Iker Pesach is not like the Seish Amrim. This is a Chumrah. So Taz says, and therefore, in a situation where it's something which you could not make before Shabbos, I'm not sure what the Metzias was, why they couldn't do before Shabbos. So Iker, then you're Samech on the Iker Pesach that adding the liquid to the liquid and the salad together in the container without doing any stirring, is not gibel, is not lisha, so there's no problem with that. And then the next stage, when the lisha takes place, the shina you're doing works even for blilava, so we're good to go.
I don't understand why this kind of cucumber salad or whatever this is called lisha. Is there any joining things
at all? Yeah, it becomes a mass. That's the saying. It becomes a blila ova. Becomes.
So it's not our cucumber salad.
No. It was more like along the lines of a relish. So you can picture a relish that becomes like a mass a little bit. So you charoses has to have a liquid in it. That's part of the. It's supposed to be like tit. So if you didn't add the wine or the vinegar into the charoses, whatever you're adding in, so the dekamais and mutalita and mashke b'shabbos. So according to the first opinion, so now charoses is a blila ova. So according to the first shita, so you can add the mashke in on Shabbos. Well, you trip a kaf ela be'etzba, and the stirring part you do with your finger. But ladasi yesharim gam zeh oser. But according to the Yesharim, which you have a problem in the first stage, and changing the order of the first stage is not enough by Blila Ova, you have to make it a Blila Raka. So Shabbat doesn't really say like a Hachra. He just says, look, according to this opinion, you do this, according to this opinion, you do that. The Maisa, doesn't make hachra. Also, it's a basis to be a kara. Mine marasayin. Chenira commercial roots of the basha mekadera. You want to whisk. Take your eggs and whisk them. You know, you want to scramble the eggs. So you're planning to do it for whatever reason you want to do it for. So that's a mice itself is not usur. Problem is, it looks like you're planning to cook them, on the griddle. Okay, so that there's a marasayin issue. How you doing there, Shabbos? Actually, it's the hakol eat the mesecha borscht beklisheni legavein. Okay, so this is a Gemara, by the way. This didn't also lichur pei makara is a Gemara. It's not like it's the Gemara that's also. If you already scrambled it before Shabbos, you mix the yolk and the white together, and you want to add it into your. Into a food concoction in a klisheni, so maybe that's mutter. Now you're putting it in for the purpose of legavin. They would add it for coloring purposes. But the maisa, there is a potential bishul problem. It's a klisheni. Bimhoya borsh mechumetz harbe. But if, however, it was very sharp, so the sharpness potentially adds to the bishul ability, and therefore you should be machmir in a klisheni. Now the Mishnah Berurah before in seem to be machmer on this, even though in well, it's not really clear. The Mishnah before, we spoke about the case of the yolk and the white. And you wanted they would add in into the coffee. He says it has to be, you have to make sure it's a case. There's no bishul. So maybe it means cliching what, you know, what he means exactly in that. Okay.
What do you mean?
Now,
what do you mean maybe he means
Shabura before says that he says do it in a way there's no problem of bishul. So what does he mean? What way is it not a problem of bishul? Could be means of the cliche, like he says over here. There's interesting psak from Rav Scheinberg, or it's quoted in the name of Scheinberg. Rav Scheinberg? Yeah. There's a big pasuk in Eretz Yisrael. That he says, what about the following? Let's say I have a coagulated type of a liquid thing, let's say mayonnaise. So you have a very thick mayonnaise, not a thin mayonnaise, but a thick mayonnaise. And if I put the mayonnaise together with the tuna in the container on Shabbos, and I don't stir it all, nothing happens. It doesn't start to mass together. These type of things, even just putting the liquid and the salad together, the oichel l'mashal together in the container, the combining process starts. So, the karnei sharmim, that's a problem of lisha as well, and you have a problem since it's a bilah ova, you have no way to make that behet. But if nothing at all occurs when you put the two together in the container, he holds that that's not even the karnei sharmim, that's not called lisha. And then the next stage, even to blue lava, doing a shinui or biyad or something like that, is sufficient. So he says you can make tuna fish with mayonnaise on Shabbos, because putting the mayonnaise and the tuna into the container at the same time, nothing happens. The only thing that starts happening when you start stirring it, so you stir it with the valid shinui, with your finger, whatever it is, and you can combine the two and make. That's what he said. Ramosha has a tshuva where he says you can't make. There's no way to make tuna fish on Shabbos because of the problem, because of the Yesharmim. So that Ramosha was not nochus to this swara that he's arguing that nothing happened. I'm not sure that he agrees with the premise. There's no Gemara which is Masha one way or the other. It's a swara. There's a Prima Gadim which says clearly that goose fat was an issue of Elisha. You know, with this type of issue, goose fat is thicker than mayonnaise. So some of them out, I think Rabbi Sibyl Bunim Conan, his English, his art scroll English, you know, Shabbos Kitchen, follows Rav Scheinberg's psak on that, and he's moderate. I'm just pointing out that the Russia did not allow it. A more common version of this, which even Rav thinks Rav Scheinberg basically be a problem, is making chreines. Mixing chrein with mayonnaise, people call it chreinase, that's the name for it nowadays. Over there, interestingly enough, because the chrein itself is somewhat liquidy, so you put the chrein with the mayonnaise together and it sits for a while, the liquid of the chrein softens the mayonnaise and it starts mashing together. So that's going to be... that lachari, even according to Shamrik, should be a problem. So really, if a person wants to make chreines, unless he makes it very, very, very thin mixture, which is, you know, like a lot of chrein with a liquid, and some mayonnaise, really, there's no real way to make it on Shabbos. You have to make it beforehand. You could put the two together in the container before Shabbos, and then do the stirring on Shabbos with the shinui. One last point: there's a sif in Shin Mem, which deals with a case which seems to be everybody agrees is to this chumrah. Is in Siman Shin Mem Sif Yud Beis. Hanosin Zer Pishtan or Shum Shemin Kiyotzim and Bemayim Chayim Shum Losh Mneishim Is Arvim Mnitlim Zebezeb. There are certain types of solids which have a nature that they absorb the liquid and they become a mass. And that's, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to stir it at all. It just it eventually becomes a mass. So the Mechaber says that's called Isha. In other words, even though there is all you did was just put the liquid and the solid together, but since the nature is they mamash become one mass together, without doing anything more, that's called Isha according to everybody. So an example of this is Metamucil. You put Metamucil into a cup with water, it will absorb all of the liquid and become a mass. So that's I'm not sure people are using flax. I mean, flaxseed is negated nowadays also, but same. But you know, it hit me one time when I added the liquid. So the Chazon Ish says if you make it very very thin, it's mamash, it pours. It's bechal, it's not considered lisha. So yes, the kasha, you want to add cocoa to milk, you know, chocolate milk. Why isn't it lisha? Because it remains a liquid. Because you add so much that it pours like a liquid. It functions as a liquid, not as a solid. So I'm not sure in that case whether the person had put it together and intent to drink it before it, and then eventually, you know, one time I did that and I forgot about it, and I just didn't realize it came back. It was this cookie mass all by itself. I said, should not have done that on Shabbos. Okay. Yeah, but you don't really have that. I mean, the main is in the tuna. Really, it creates a new reality. And the same thing with the chrein and the mayonnaise. It's a real.
Don't mayonnaise
what?
Because don't mayonnaise plain.
Well, I mean, you drink water plain also. But the point is, when you add water to these things, right. you get something new. That's right. Okay. Sif Yud Zayin, Mutalasus Yan Numlin. So you make Yan Numlin b'Shabbos. What is Yan Numlin? Shehu Yayin Yoshin Devasha Pilpulin. So you mix them together. You take wine, you take honey, and you take pepper, and you mix it together. So that's Mutter. So what's the Chiddush over here? Imnei Shehu L'Shtia. Because people make it as a drink, but they know it's an aluntis. Shehu yain yoshen umayim mitzludim meshem and afarsim or shehu l'rafua. That people make it more. They drink it. They make it's a drink that you make, but the purpose of the drink is for rafua purposes. So that's a problem of rafua on Shabbos. So he said Chazal Aser even the making of it. Okay, Mr. Burrow, Samathes, Yanumlin. Hanal the Arba and the Auckland, Kamar Shahain. So you mix it together and you drink it like that. I will eat you for a son Yafa, but to stir it up, Lusananon, and then to filter it also. This is now Tarach Yosef, Rumnus, Kadarla, Batikan Gadol, Huzem. So they asked her the tree for part of it, which Pasha says is not a Lisha problem, it's more like it's Ubdul Chol. Customer also lost his kida the sechay mitz lost his tibul. So you can't add this spice called kida into vinegar to use it for a dip. Chenas is basim kashim im petrolizilin petrolizia, which is parsley. Bechay mitz aser. So they would make it. Again, I would love to tell you it's hard-boiled eggs with I guess it was chopped up fine. You mix it with vinegar. The Dharma the Hilmi, whom Elach Mavur Le'Abasif Beis, it becomes like a real thick mixture, a real strong mixture. And we said before that that's also to make, because it looks like you're making it for the purposes of kibush, of to doing kvisha, which is also mirabonan, pickling.
Hilmi is a very strong mixture.
Hilmi is a strong salt water mixture.
Very strong salt water mixture.
Yeah. The Magen Rambam Masechta Lulav, so the Magen Rambam says it doesn't say any Yisr in it. Over there, the salt water can function as part of the brining process. He seems to say that over here it looks like you're actually brining it. I guess that's what he held his usher, and he said that's not really right from over there. Even by the case of Hilmi, we said doing a little bit doesn't look like your goal is kvisha. You're using it to eat. This was to make a lot. Okay. Yurkhas ain shurnas a chilsis, lobby person will be sudden, shaderak lishra so the refua. So chilsis was a very sharp type of a spice. I don't know what it's called in English. But it's a davar charif. It's your quintessential davar charif in halacha. So you want to soak it, even in the not in hot water, but even in lukewarm water or cold water, should definitely stress it before, because they would do that for the purpose of they would soak it and they would use it for a drink for a fuwa. Well, notice the sechel chametz a matava by pita, but you can add it into vinegar and use it for as a dip. Okay. Hayashar me esmol. So if you prepare it before Shabbos, you're actually allowed to drink it. The Gishtar should be at least twice. You're allowed to drink it on Shabbos. We're going to see in Simon Shin Chav Ches that if even a person drinking something for a fool, but if some people just drink it not for a fool purposes, just because they like it as a drink, so they didn't. That's not also. If a person was using it for refuah purposes, once he starts the refuah, he shouldn't stop in the middle. So that's a valid. That's a valid need. So the more said they would drink this mixture for a issue called yukra deliba, and I would love to tell you what it is. I do not know what it's something like a, I mean, heaviness on the heart. That's what the words mean. I'm not sure what that means. An angina. Okay. Angina is a very strong shortness of breath and a pain in the heart, in the chest. The gifts should be to drink it, not to soak it. But Tom, is that why is it mutter? Is that Michael Ksas Briam Laminkar Milsa Shul Rafuah? So since people who are healthy sometimes also use it, so then it's not obvious it's for Rafuah purposes, so then it's mutter. But if you're living in a place where people do not use it as such, then a taka becomes osir. But if a person already started the process, so then once you start it, you can't stop in the middle. And that's already considered dangerous. So therefore, it's mutter. I feel the shroy kilakameh. Even the soaking of it is mutter. The gear says 3 days in a row, and that's why it says Yom Chamisha, Yom Shishi, and Shabbos. B'chalam, you put in the sun to heat it. If there's no sun to heat it, you can use fire also, even when your mamash cooking it, because it's mamash is a sakana. Okay. Yotes. Shum uboiser umalilois. So you have these. So we spoke about Teichen earlier, and now we're talking about Dosh. So you have shum, garlic, or boiser, which is unripe grapes, umalilis, where these kernels, which you had risk on Erev Shabbos, the person had crushed them before Shabbos. So im chasarim dicha, if the crushing process still requires a stage called dicha, which is like pulverizing it, also ligmar dicha on Shabbos. If that has not been done yet, you cannot do that on Shabbos, and it's still considered part of the dosh, the process of crushing it, and that's also. V'mein chasarim el shkika. But if that's been done, and there's another stage called shkika, so that's mutter ligmer b'Shabbos. So that you can finish doing on Shabbos. So you're squeezing out the, you get the liquid, the oil out of them, or the liquid out of them. See, that's a dosh process. And you started the crushing process before Shabbos, so if it's been really basically been completed, so just adding some more weight to hasten the process is not a problem. But anything which is going to actually crush it for more intensely than it was beforehand, that's not going to be mutter. But it's basically it's fully crushed. It's just you want to speed up the process, getting the liquid out. That's mutter. Fikach mutter ligmar shkikas harifas beitz porer b'kedera b'shabbos achar shemridin or son mi'aloheish. Okay, so now. The person, what was that? So Rifus is like an orzo. So it's like like a porridge. But so it has. It has little kernels in it, which they mass together. But you're crushing the kernels a little bit. So you would put them into the meducha before Shabbos.
You what together? Mash together?
You're mashing them. So they would pulverize it beforehand, before then they would cook it. And now there's like some few pieces which are left, and they want to take the eighth parer. Eighth parer was like the wooden spoon that you would use, which you could use also like a pestle. And you're doing it in a kadeira in a pot, so you're punching it with these wooden spoon to like break up some of the smaller pieces, the larger pieces, and to become smaller pieces. So. So you can't do it on the fire because then you have a bishul problem, which we had before a megas. It's equivalent of stirring it while it's on the fire, which was considered a form of a bishul. But once you take it off the fire, so you don't have a bishul problem. You're pulverizing it. It's basically pulverized beforehand, so that's not answer. Okay, that's the end of that thought. The Ramah now addresses a few other thoughts of food issues. A person, shemachik is smoothing something out, so I want to smooth the surface of my egg salad. It should be nice and smooth, so I'm smoothing it out. So the chara, that's memachik. No, there's nothing memachik in oichel. I'm taking my butter and spreading it on my bread. So I'm being memachik. That's not called memachik. But to make it from inedible to edible, so if this process makes it from being inedible to being edible, going from not usable to usable, that's already considered a ma'aseh kosher. Since doyma to mamachik, it's also rabbanan. So exactly what that is, I don't know. Mishabura says you want to take a cooked apple, which is like somewhat soft, and spread it out on a piece of bread and eat it. That's mutter. Also, liklef shulman of b'salam kishakalav laniach. I will lechol al tishor peeling. Peeling, if you're peeling it for the purpose of doing it for later in the day, so that's a borer problem. So it's not mutter. But if it's la'alter, so it's considered, that's mutter. Zokni Mishnah Berurah. Ayin Rav Shariskin. So should the worm yesh, but the worm had nidoichim lahoitzi mehen shmon shamnon. So when you're crushing this thing to get out its liquid, there are three stages. There's risuk, redicha, ushchika. So risuk is sort of like pulling the pieces apart, breaking it apart. Dicha is like crushing it, and shchika is like, you know, grinding it down to very small pieces. Shchika yosim redicha. That's the stage after dicha. But the chakamer the nidoicha hetem ibadoyim. When we chazal shchika. So that stage is not really so significant. Doesn't really do that much, and therefore, that adding that if that's all you're adding, that's mutter.
These are all parts of dash.
Well, it wasn't. Dash was to thresh. This is more crushing to get the liquid out. So it's really the role of shchita, but as opposed to shchita being squeezing, this was done by crushing. So you crush it, and then the liquid would come out. Your classic case, you think about you're crushing the grapes, and the liquid comes out. So you crush the olives, and you take your olives, and you crush them, and then put that big press on it, and it forces all of the oil out. So that's like all goes under the umbrella of schita dosh, mefarik. So you want to bang it up with the spoon, but you shouldn't do it b'koyach. What the issue is, I don't remember. Harifus is ma'isa daisa. It was some type of like a porridge. Batam kimish kara docho oyusam imaducha. So you would crush them in the maducha. So that's toichin really, and then the spousal called tzarchon. When mechazal shchika ma'at, so that's not a problem. So it's interesting. So the cases before of shum, boister, and melilis, the issue is crushing them to get like to get out the shamnon. But the case of the rifus, the issue is just toichin.
What's rifus?
Rifus is a porridge. It's like made out of a grain. Right. Your goal is not to get the liquid out. The point is, by pulverizing it, when you cook it, it becomes a mass. You take kernels of wheat and you just cook them in water, you get kernels of wheat in water. If you pulverize them into pieces, then you cook it together, you get farina. So, see, now there's some pieces which are a little bit larger, and he wants to make them smaller, so that's mutter. Because it's only missing the shchikah mat. You took it off the fire. Because while it's on the fire, you have a different problem of potential bishul by stirring it. Okay, let's hold it here. There's some points here in the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow and the Birya Halacha. And I think also back before in Siftez Zion was one of the Birya Halacha I wanted to do. So I hope I remember to do that tomorrow.